It's raining out here, and yes, chips are pretty good. That's a non-controversial opinion. And it's, well, okay, windshield wipers. Do your stuff. Seemed like Extra Life stuff went well. I don't know how Dave Lang ended up streaming. That's I watched a little bit of the beginning of his stream. But, yeah, I kind of looked in on that when I could, but generally speaking, I was playing Fallout all weekend. Like, I woke up Saturday, and I think I got going at like 10, and then basically played until midnight, and then yesterday got up about 9, and finished the game at around midnight. Finished the game around 11, actually. I think I ended up spending somewhere around 35 and 40 hours with it overall. And that's, you know, I think, you know, you could go look at my PS4 trophies if you want to see. Actually, that wouldn't be an effective gameplay time. The game actually does the saves, maybe it's in one of the menus also, but your hard saves are stamped with the amount of time you've been playing. Like, in a really fucked up way, too. Like, that's, the save naming is really weird. But whatever, the save naming is the kind of least of my concerns with that game, I guess. Playing that game on the PlayStation 4 makes me really want to play it on the PC. They sent us console versions first, and then the PC version showed up like 2 days later. So by that time, I was already deep enough in on PS4 that I was like, okay, well, I'm going to finish this one before I see any of the other ones. And the deeper you get into from the PS4 version, certainly, and hearing from people that have played Xbox One, it sounds like that one's just the same way, if not worse. Like, just the frame rate is real bad in spots. Like, look at a calendar, what year is it, holy shit, what the fuck is going on, kind of bad in some spots. It's crazy. It's one sequence near the end of the game. I'll try to, you know, not talk specifics about any of it, but there was a combat-heavy sequence in a tightly enclosed area, and there are a ton of enemies, all of them firing at you, and all of them kind of jockeying for position as you try to, you know, like, I'm trying to escape, basically, so it's like, it's a stealth sequence gone bad, is how it went for me. I mean, I think different people will play it differently, but for me, it just became like I couldn't even tell what was going on. It was just like flashes, and the game basically broke. You know, it was just frame rate down in the, you know, under 10 probably. You know, just like slideshow city, crazy shit. And I still managed to make it out alive through a mixture of, like, having a bunch of healing items and just kind of, you know, being persistent. I still made it through without shooting anyone. Which, if I was trying to aim a gun through any of that, like, you wouldn't be able to do it. Like, the frame rate was so bad that you would not be able to do it. So I'm looking forward to playing the PC version, I guess, because, hearing from people who've spent most of their time with that one, it sounds like, you know, that one runs fine. Which, you know, I guess shouldn't be a surprise. Like, hey, guess what? The one on the most powerful hardware runs the best. Like, no shit. But for me, the surprise was just how bad it ran in spots on PS4. It was like, wow, what? Wow. Does the game load when you enter cities and interiors? Yes, it does. The load times seem a little inconsistent. I've had some that were, like, usually going to an interior doesn't pop, like, the loading icon in the lower right. It's a little bit faster. But, yeah, going into and out of large areas, there's definitely a load associated with those. Yeah, Dan's been playing it on a PC, installed to an SSD, and he says that it runs awesome and that the loads are great. So that is almost certainly the way to play, which, again, not a surprise, but man, wow! Some of the frame rate stuff in that game is just, you know, if you watch the quick look, like, you definitely see some spots where the frame rate is getting down there, but nothing like I experienced near the end of the game. It's really insane how bad it got for me. It's a Bethesda game top to bottom. Like, do you, you know, it's another one of those games with, you know, the workshop kind of base building stuff kind of layered on top of it. But, like, it's companions walking in the air, you know, it's like dead bodies getting stuck on things and jiggling. It's turning around and seeing your companion poking out of a wall. It's you trying to interact with, like, quest object. It's this guy throwing up out of the side of his car on the side of the road. Fuck yeah, look at that guy. They pulled that Avalon over so that guy could get out and put his hands on his knees and spit up. You know, it's me, like, quitting the game and reloading it, hoping that helps it, because this is actually, like, a main quest. You know, it's like, it's you always wondering if the next thing you do is going to make the game spiral out of control and totally break your progress. Like, that, it's that game. You know, it is a Bethesda game. And I think it's, you know, like, the scope of it's cool, and I you know, it's better looking than the previous ones, though, you know, obviously. They're bumping up a generation in tech, like, you know. But I guess I just thought the performance would be better. You know? Like, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, Are people's standards out of whack? Like, you know, like, are the consoles just super underpowered? Like, what, you know, what's going to be the thing? You know, because this is, we're supposed to be in that sweet spot now where you start seeing the impressive games coming to consoles. I thought Halo 5 did a really good job. And, you know, they're not directly comparable, obviously. Like, the size and scope of those two games is vastly different. So, you know, you're going to make different trade-offs on every single game based on what's going to serve that game best, right? But I guess I was just, like, shocked that this game, the console version of this game, went out the door in this shape, and that this is, like, something that you look at and go, oh yeah, this is something that people would look at and go, this is one of the best games. That, like, no man, this is fucked up. Like, there's an awesome game in Fallout 4, but it's probably not on the PS4 or Xbox One. If you go to those games because you want to make awesome fucking GIFs of broken shit, Fallout 4 has a ton of that. But, you know, like, I there are cool things about the way it's written. There are cool things about the factions. Like, there's, you get to do neat stuff in that game, you know? So it's one of those things where it's like, I'm very back and forth on it, which I think goes for, you know, again, it's a lot like their other games. It's like some stuff in there that is really incredibly well done and nice and, you know, intelligently designed. And you look at it and go, man, this is fucking super cool. And then you weigh that against, like, you know, the technical performance and some of that other stuff. I think that's something that I always felt like on the Xbox 360 when they were doing games there, Skyrim, the Fallout games, Oblivion, you know, like that stuff. Like, that always felt like wizardry in a way of, like, man, these games were never supposed to appear on consoles. It's amazing that it runs as well as it does. For as messed up as it can get, like, there sure isn't a lot of stuff like this existing on consoles. So, you know, it's cool. Now, you know, like, they've been making these games for a very long time. They have more power at their disposal. I guess I just thought it would be different, and it's absolutely not. And, you know, I think that there will be a lot of people who really like the game. I think parts of it are super well done. Like, I generally enjoyed my time with the game quite a bit, but, man, there's just some, you know, every turn, like, it became a worry of mine, because, you know, it's like I'm trying to, like, review the game and, you know, get it done in a timely fashion while still exploring as much of the game as I could. And you go look at my PS4 trophies if you want to see everything I saw or didn't see there. You know, it won't make a lot of sense to you until you play the game, I guess. But there's one faction I did not go down that road as far as you could. But the other two I took to pretty much damn near the end of the game. You know, you get to make that decision about, hey, which way are you going to go? And keep in mind what you choose. All these other missions are going to fail out because you can't do them anymore or whatever it is, you know? So, you know, with that in mind, you know, so it became this, like, extra layer of fear for me of, like, I want to get this game finished in a timely fashion because I've got to, you know, I want to cover the game. I want to write a review. I still need to see, you know, I had the Xbox and PC versions at that point, but I was already so deep into PS4, it was, you know, I wasn't going to be able to restart at that point. So it was like, okay, I need to finish this game and then mess with the other two versions to get a sense of how well they perform. And so it becomes this thing of, like, every time something doesn't work right, it's like, oh, no. Like, you become scared that at some point the game's going to lose your progress. Like, I'm saving more than I normally do. And, you know, like, quitting the game and relaunching it every so often. Because, you know, some games run the memory leaks that, you know, if you leave them run a long time, they'll run worse. Like, okay, well, is the frame rate going to be corrected if I restart the game? Like, no. So, yeah, I don't know. I played that game afraid that it was going to break at any moment at some point. Because that's how, like, because it's a Bethesda game. And it did what Bethesda games do. I just finished it last night, so I'm still kind of thinking my way through some stuff. Like how I feel about different aspects of the game and how they fit together and stuff. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. This is the first out loud stuff I've said since finishing that game, I guess, or whatever. So, that's one of the things where you start thinking, like, am I crazy for wishing that this game was better? Like, is that an unreasonable request? Because, like, what the hell's going, you know? You see other people going, like, oh, it's incredible, this game's amazing. Like, it's Fallout 3 with, like, it looks better and, you know, the workshop stuff. Like, there's new stuff, but, like, don't, like, it's kind of the same type, you know. You know what this game is going in. After the first hour or so, you're like, oh, okay, all right, well, that's not entirely true. Because in the first hour, they throw the workshop stuff at you and you're like, what the fuck is going on, and how come everything I drop down is, like, floating an inch in the air? And I just, that's the part that gets me, you know? Like, you know, once it settles in, and you're like, okay, well, okay, all right, they made another Fallout game, that's awesome. Guess what? I really, really liked the last two Fallout games, so let's do it. But, like, I don't know. What is the standard? If like, this game is getting lauded as, like, some amazing thing, like, am I asking for something that's, like, totally impossible to do? Because I feel like smooth frame rates are something, like, you know, or at least smoother than it is. Oh, man, it gets so bad in some spots. Like, generally speaking, it's not a huge problem. It's just whenever you're in combat and, like, oh, I reloaded my gun and the frame rate got weird for a second there. I was like, all right, well, whatever. It's stuff that you would note, but not necessarily, say, detracts from the game. But, you know, at some point, like I said, you know, like I was talking about, like, there are points in that game where the frame rate gets so low that it becomes hard to shoot things. And that's a bad place to be. You know, it's still a game where you're talking to an AI guy and going through some of the mission dialogue, and another AI guy walks up into the middle and goes, hey, what's up? You know, it's still that game. And I think, you know, there's a creative vision there. You know, I think that they're making, you know, a good game that, you know, not a lot of other studios can make at that size and scale and all that other stuff. And that, you know, the workshop system finds a really good way to make all of the shit that you pick up, like, useful in some way. So, you know, it gives, like, all that hoarding kind of a point. Something of a point. I'm not... Overall, you know, like, that's the thing, is overall I really enjoyed it, and it's a shame that it doesn't perform better technically. So that's, you know, maybe that just becomes a ringing endorsement for the PC version, I guess. I don't know. I'm going to try that version probably tonight. I've got it, you know, installed and stuff. I just haven't even had time to boot it up. Figured I'd finish PS4, and then move on to the other versions to get a review done. But after hitting X on a grave, I was so mad. I was just like, oh my god. Is this really happening? Is this game really... Is it really happening like this? Can't really look at the chat too frequently, but I'm stuck in traffic right now, so I can occasionally glance down. Is there any reason to build your base in the game? None that I saw. I mean, so you build up fortifications, and there is a way. So with each of the factions, there's a way to call them in for help. And not each of the factions. I guess what is it? It's not each of the factions, but there are multiple ways to call in helpers, like AI dudes, if you're, like, having trouble, or, like, you know, airstrike type stuff, like, and some of that ties into the base building a little bit. I never needed it. Like, it's not, you know, the idea of dropping a bunch of AI combatants on your side onto a battlefield just... That didn't really seem necessary. But the bases generate the random missions, like, hey, this settlement's getting attacked by ghouls, come here and stop them, or go there and they'll tell you where the ghouls are and tell you to go clear out a location. So, like, the different settlements become pointers to areas that you might not have been yet, to go kind of clear stuff out. And, you know, this game, this developer, more than any other, I think, you end up with very kind of different experiences between reviewers because, like, I've been in a position where, you know, like, I think it was, like, Fallout New Vegas, where I didn't really have any trouble with that game. And then it came out and people were like, this is a fucking train wreck, this broke, and all I can do is go, like, well, I played through a full retail copy of the game and didn't run into any of that, so I don't know what to tell you. So maybe I'm just on the lower end of that spectrum this time out, and other people had different experience. I don't know. Like, I... No idea. it's one of the, it is among the first big rains we've seen here this year, which is nice, because there has been no fucking rain. But no one here can drive when it rains. So everything is even slower than it normally is. Oh, boy. I think what they did with the radio is pretty funny. I ended up not really listening to too much of it. It's actually got a pretty good soundtrack, a pretty good score of its own. Probably also worth mentioning that the subtitles are sometimes wrong. I had it displaying subtitle lines for the previous sentence and stuff like that, where just like sometimes it would display out of order, or it just wouldn't update, or you know, it was like some weird stuff like that. Where it just didn't line up. That was more early on in the game. Later on, well, I don't know. Later on, it would just be like, sometimes there just wouldn't be subtitles. It's like, all right, well. does this guy tell me? I gotta get over. There we go. Alright. The shooting sure does feel a lot better, though. I mean, it's, you know, you can more or less play that game like a shooter, like the VATS stuff. Actually, VATS is kind of a hassle with the way it kind of continues to run now, because, you know, the way you select different enemies and select different head parts are still using the analog sticks. And sometimes, like, I've found myself situated where I was like, wait, no, why is it, it's only aiming at my allies, why can't I get it to toggle over? The difference is, like, now, like, things are moving fast enough, still moving fast enough in that slowdown state to, like, you're fucking taking damage, like, you're getting fucked up because the game isn't letting you target the thing you want to target as easily as it should. But, I didn't use VATS that much. I used it more and more later in the game. Especially in spots where the frame rate was bad, or, like, fighting bugs that are going to be harder to hit and stuff like that. It's, you know, flying creatures and shit like that. But, I thought the shooting was pretty okay. But I guess, I don't, you know, like, I'm a little sad about it, I guess. Like, that these seemed like the sort of things that, like, I guess I would have thought that video games would have gotten past by now. At least these games, you know, that, like, the moving to a new set of consoles and you know, that would have made a meaningful difference for games. You know, the bump up in power would be used to kind of power out of some of these situations that you saw games having in the last generation. You know, it's like, oh, well, you know, it's still, there was this feeling of like, it's janky, but we'll get there. You know, consoles will get there. It's like, man, maybe not. Maybe consoles are just always going to be this, you know, especially these days, this kind of lowest common denominator product that, you know, is made to be a little more affordable. And you know, obviously there are impressive looking games that run on consoles. It's not, you know, I'm not speaking ill of the entire process or anything, but, like, I guess I just thought that we would have, that we as a people would be past some of this by now. But you look at, you know, the broken games that came out last year, the Assassins, you know, you look at how fucked up Need for Speed was for me, and, you know, it's like there's... Like, as time has gone on, like, games haven't become that much more stable. I guess that's the thing, when you, it's like if you're... Maybe from here on out, this will be the change now that everyone's running on, like, a PC-style architecture. You know, everyone will get familiar with it once, and that'll just be fine going forward, you know? Like, you know, it's certainly not the situation where everyone's got a program for the cell processor and try to figure out how that fucking thing works. So, you know, maybe more of the work applies across more of the platforms, and that's probably a good thing going forward. It's like there have been some fantastic games that have appeared on these consoles and stuff, you know, some great-looking games and stuff like that, too, but, like, you look at the overall libraries at this point, and it's a small handful, you know, it feels like we're just getting started on, like, oh, okay, here are the awesome console games, after a long time of re-releases and all that shit. People should probably try to get a PC, if they can get a PC. That shouldn't be a surprising statement. I mean, that's been the case for years and years and years, but I don't know. As time goes on, it just seems like that these are not issues that are going to get corrected. So, I guess it's not that people should buy PCs. It's that people who, like, genuinely really care about games should try to get a PC, because that's where they're probably going to have the best experience for a lot of multi-platform games and the widest variety of experiences available. Like, that just seems, you know, it's like when you see games like this coming out in this state, you just think, like, well, you know, it's just going to kind of keep going this way, right? And maybe you just kind of could chalk that up to the developer being who it is and their track record of shipping a lot of stuff that is, like, really funky. You know, you can't damn a whole segment of the business based on just the way Bethesda makes games, obviously, but... Maybe they just prioritized the wrong things when it came to making the console ports of that game. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? I would just assume that, you know, and maybe I'm all the way wrong on this, but I would just assume that the more casual of an audience, the more mainstream of an audience that gets into a game, like, the less accepting they will be of some of the technical issues from game to game, because you see some games that run just fine and some games that just run erratically and fucked up, that, you know, they wouldn't have the... They don't have the knowledge. They don't do the reason. You know, they don't know why that is the way it is. You know, all they know is that the $60 thing they bought is running bad, and they're like, "Well, what the fuck?" But yeah, there are certainly games that are on the consoles that run great, look great, and are multi-platform, you know? That's, I guess that's the thing. You know, you can't attach too much to this. This is just Bethesda making games the way they make games. And I wish they did a better job with the technical aspects of their games. Because the other parts are so, so appealing. That their game, they make games you want to play. It's a shame that they don't run better. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I see other people talking about this game and this game in particular, and some other situations where people have kind of just kind of waved away from some technical stuff. And it's one of those things where you started with, like, am I crazy? No, I don't think so. Like, these are legitimate problems these games have. Like, what? To other people, just not put any priority on the technical presentation of a game? And is that just like an old school mentality for me? Like, I'm not over here counting frames going like, it hitches up here and here. It's just like, it's a general vibe. It's kind of fucked up. Okay, now we're finally coming out of some of this traffic. Actually drive at decent speed. Ugh. Hey, you know, I will say, the second screen, the app thing, the Pip-Boy thing, is actually pretty good, but not a full replacement for the in-game menu, because the in-game menu pauses the game. And I would probably run it on a tablet if you had the option, because it was really good for me is like to keep the world map or the local map up all the time. And then, yeah, you could occasionally, like, if you just wanted to quickly use a stim pack, you could do it that way, but, you know, usually in situations when I was using healing items, it was a situation where I definitely wanted to pause the game and not like, hang on, you stop, you keep shooting me, I'm going to look down at my screen here for a sec, and let me hold up my wrist here, and then, oh, this screen is pretty small, it's like, oh, all this text is pretty tiny, I double tap this. And so run it on a tablet, not in the, no, don't hook it up to the thing on your arm, because even your big phone is too small for this. And what I did is I just had my iPad on its stand, kind of in my field of vision below my TV, and that was actually okay. But definitely not vital. It was a nice little bonus, just to make sure, like, oh, okay, I'm still going in the right direction, and or oh, this is coming up, or you know, something like that. Something a little more than the compass gives you. Thank you. they say something about the economy of the game being linked together to other people playing? Was that something that came out at E3? Or something that people took from some of their E3 announcement stuff? Because I know that was something that, like, Brad was asking me about, I think. I think that's in that in the quick look we posted. Is him asking about that. And I didn't see anything in the game about anything like that. But I'd have to go back and watch that E3 thing to see what they actually said. If there's some confusion around that, or maybe... Not at E3? Okay.
Alright, well.
It's weird, because when he asked, I seem to remember something like that being discussed. But maybe we're both crazy. Yeah, I saw the Call of Duty movie stuff get announced sometime around the... Was it sometime around the BlizzCon opening ceremony? That's when I heard about it. Like, Activision was gonna make a film studio and make a fucking Call of Duty movie. As if that... Like, what? I guess, whatever. It's a fucking... It's a brand with some name recognition that can handle the most generic of war stories. And sometimes those movies do okay. So maybe that makes, like, too much sense in some fucking weird way. Yes, they should absolutely collaborate with WWE Films and just merge the Call of Duty film line into the timeline of the Marine movies. Also, with so many movies, well, I wonder how they even do. I guess, you know, there are certainly other, you know, military movies that have been made, but in the modern era, but in an era where you see a lot of movies being made that are, like, trying to appeal to the Chinese market, like, how does American military stuff play there? Slow down. These fire engines are on the other side of the road. Just keep going. Keep going. Just keep going. Keep the hammer down. VW Golf. You've come too far to get slowed down now. I gotta look and see what else is, you know, it's like, I've been on this, like, real fucking, you know, busy streak here between Halo, Call of Duty, Need for Speed, and now wrapping up Fallout. Like, what else is there? So obviously Just Cause and, like, Rainbow Six is out December, right? But is that kind of it for the big, big stuff? Tomb Raider's out this week. I think Brad is just about finished with that. Though Brad got dance cold. I did not. Battlefront. That's coming out, right? I bet that game sells really well and the player counts don't hold to it. That's my guess. That's my guess coming out of the beta. It'll sell well to a Star Wars crazed, fanatical Star Wars fan base. And they'll play it for a while and then it'll kind of go away. I feel like too many of the people that I, you know, that I know that, like, really, really care about shooters, like, in that kind of creepy way, really disliked the Battlefront beta. So I just wonder if it'll manage to attract, like, the shooter audience at all. Speaking of the Disney marketing machine, did you see that all the Disney Infinity 3.0 PC DLC got kind of removed from the Steam store? Like, day one, that thing had, like, $800 worth of stuff in it, or it was like $680 or whatever it was. Because they just listed everything. There's, you know, you could buy the starter packs, you could buy bundles of figures, individual figures. Like, you would never buy all of that. If you were going to buy all of that, it would be cheaper than that because you would be buying the bundles and not the individual characters. But, like, now it's just, like, there are the four starter packs are listed in the store, and I wonder... I wonder if you launch the game if all that stuff is in there, because they do have some kind of in-game store pop-up thing. I saw them getting some shit. Just people posting, like, a screenshot of the DLC, like, add all to cart button with the number next to it, and people going, what the fuck, free to play, what the fuck, and there's, like, now there's a post on the Steam page saying, because it's the, you can download the thing for free. And then you have, you know, so basically it's like you have, you know, you have more options than you had on consoles, I guess, because... You know, when you bought it on consoles, it came with whatever that Star Wars Rebels, whatever starter pack thing it comes with. And now it seems like you could just buy that base thing and then say, I only want to play Inside Out, and buy it that way, I guess. I don't know, it's weird. It's a game built for figures that you play without the figures, so it still talks about everything in terms of, like, buying power discs and stuff like that, but now they're virtual power discs, and the game has a loadout screen where you pick characters and power discs and stuff like that before you go in, because it's not just you slapping plastic onto other plastic. But yeah, they have some post up there saying, here's what you get for free! Here's what you get if you play it for free! Like, trying to be more explicit about what the free parts of the game are, like, in light of whatever blowback they saw. I don't know, on some level, like, the idea of, like, being able to play that game without having to buy a bunch of figures sounds sort of appealing. But obviously, you know, there's some people that really like to collect that stuff, so I guess I get that too. Yeah. That guy just crossed over four lanes to exit like a proper dirtbag. Good going. I wonder what they would do next year when a new Disney Infinity comes out. If they do a PC version, I mean, I imagine they would have to honor whatever DLC purchases you made in this version of the game, right? Like, that's the whole thing, is your figures all work going forward. So the digital ones you would expect to be the same way. I don't know. I think that's one of those things where, like, because I know what that game is on consoles and how the figures work and how the discs work and all that stuff, like, that PC version makes a little more sense. Whereas if you just saw it listed out before you, like, free to play, $700, you'd be like, this is fucking fucked. What the fuck? But knowing how they charge for the content on console with the figures and all that stuff, like, you look at it and go, like, okay, they've adapted that experience here. I don't think it translates super well to this market, and without the figures and stuff, like, it looks weird. It looks bad. Yeah, no, I saw you that the existing characters from 1 and 2 are available for purchase on 3, but I don't think they've had anything like this on PC before, so you wouldn't have existing saves from the old, like, an old PC version of the game. Like, I don't think there's a way for you to bring, I wonder, you know, that seems like that they should just make, maybe they should just do it both ways, which is probably even crazier to support, but, like, hey, if you own the portal for any other console version of the game, it's USB. Just plug it in to your PC and play that version the way you play it on consoles, and all your stuff will work. Like, it seems like something they should be able to do. I tried playing Dan's latest Super Mario Maker level over the weekend for a little bit. At one point, I needed a bit of a Fallout break. I'm like, I'll load this up and mess with it. I'm like, oh, wait. I hate this. This level's terrible. And I already know what to do. But fuck this level. Well, it sounds like despite catching Brad's cold, or Dan's cold, Brad is going to come in and we'll podcast today, which would be good. We're going to have a special guest for the podcast this week. And then I'll probably spend the day starting to write a Fallout 4 review and have the Xbox version in my bag to start messing with that one. And then I'll go home tonight and mess with the PC version. I've got to get out from around this bus. I've got to get out from behind this bus. Help, bus. There's too many other cars. Well, great. Now the bus just got into the lane that I would have gotten into to get around the bus. Oh, and then it got all the way over, so now I can get over. Okay, this is going to work out great. This will be great. Here we go. All right, we're okay. What does this bus thing say? It says something about e-cigs and big tobacco, but there's a car in the way, I can't read it. Big tobacco. Oh man, big tobacco's, got away. It's just e-cigs, colon, big tobacco's something's on. Fucking vape nightmare fucking shit. Oh. Big Tobacco's new best friend. Oh, man. We live in the biggest, dumbest cyber times, man. You just gotta know where to look. But then sometimes it's still, like, irreversibly 90s. And you got, like, vaping. People are smoking cyber cigarettes. We've got a shadowy organization that talks about how it's of the people and is releasing the names of alleged, like, Ku Klux Klansmen and wearing masks and staying hidden and cyberspace and all that. And then you've got, like, fucking lights streaking across the sky in the West Coast and the government says, it's a missile! And then everyone goes full fucking 90s X-Files. It's like, oh, it's a missile. They want you to think it's a missile. It's a weird fucking world. If you were playing fucking fantasy world sports, there's no way you picked the fucking team that got us here. The series of events that would have led to today's fucking society. Trapped in this tunnel. Gotta turn to my rations. Fucking smartphones and Google Glass and all the fucked up first-gen broken crazy shit that the bionic people of the future, the fucking cyborgs, will look at and go, that's where it all started, you know. Big Tobacco. Yeah, and maybe the better question is like, so, why were you launching a missile? Like, that's not supposed to be the answer. You just go like, oh, okay, cool, all right, well, whatever then. That was just a missile test. Like, okay. Why were you, okay, I mean, you know, obviously occasionally you need to test some stuff out, but is it a show of force to remind people that missiles can still get launched? Like, what the fuck is going on? Chemtrails. Clearly, it's chemtrails. All right, imagine yourself in a frozen forest. Now, let's launch these missiles. All I know is that when Black Ops 3 happens for real, I'll be ready, man. That guy had a bumper sticker in the back window of his pickup truck that said, "Less honking, more tonking." I'm pro Tonkin. Less Gulf of Honkin', more Gulf of Tonkin', am I right? You're looking at the greatest tonker in all of Cyber City. He's not just some run-of-the-mill cowboy, he's a real tonker. Oh? A tonker? The main entrance to the alleyway where my car goes has been blocked up a little bit last week. I guess they're pouring concrete. I don't know. They're building something real big and weird. Some kind of public transit terminal or something's getting put in, like, behind our building. So it's been months of fucked up construction. Weird noises, all kinds of stuff. And then last week, they just had some days where I just couldn't get into the alley. It's a one-way alley. And they just had it blocked off. I had to go around and go in the other way. Let's see how it is today. Can I get through here? It looks like it. Okay. There's a man holding a stop sign, but he didn't even look at me when I pulled into the alley, so I'm just going to try to look at him to see if it was open all the way through. There's a food delivery truck here that is making this squeeze between this cement truck and this food truck tricky, but we're okay. All right, I'm going to go inside and we're going to plot out what we're going to do this week and, I don't know, break stuff and try to unbreak some stuff and try to get some Fallout stuff done. That quick looks up on the site if you want to see it. All right, I got to go. I'll see you later. Keep on tonking. Stay tonked. Tonk it up.